9:52 here at KMAN's In Focus. I'm Andrew Shores, speaking for the next few minutes with Lori Bishop. And of course, Lori, you're the executive director for the Flint Hills Volunteer Center. And you recently took a trip to Washington, D.C., and it wasn't just an ordinary trip. You're fighting for funding. So tell us, how did that trip go?
Yeah. Well, I actually serve on the National Association of RACP Directors. And it's that typical time again where Congress is trying to decide if we will be continuing on with our budget to fund our RACP program. So I was there and we went to the Hill and visited with Senator Moran and Congressman Marshall's office and Representative Yoder's office. And I have to say, Senator Moran has been a good supporter of our program. He understands rural America and what RACP volunteers are doing. And so we met with them and had a great time explaining what our program is all about and the cost effectiveness of our volunteer program.
Well, and Lori, maybe for people who don't quite know, what exactly is the RACP program?
You know, RACP started here in Manhattan in 1974. Many will remember it as the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. However, as the years have gone by, people aren't retiring at 55. Many are working till 70. Baby boomers don't want to be called seniors. And so they're not really retired. And so we focus just basically on the name RACP. But these are a strong group of volunteers. And what's interesting about the RACP volunteers, if you think about what happens during the hours of operation during the day in the city when doctors' offices are open, when the banks are open, when getting your meals delivered. Those happen between an 8 to 5, and everybody else is working. So those that are retired and have the time are those that we depend on to providing those services. Interestingly, last year we had 317 RACP volunteers. RACP is for those 55 and older. And we served at 53 volunteer sites, nonprofit agencies, and we had over 26,000, almost 27,000 hours of volunteer service. So the Kansas value wage of a volunteer is $22.02 an hour. So if you multiply that by the hours that we donated back to this community, we reinvested back to our community over $500,000 that are provided. Volunteers do not work for pay. They don't work for a stipend. They basically work from the goodness of their heart. And so we're fighting to keep that program going. Today is National Call Day. So we're asking people or educating the community to reach out to our legislators and let them know the value and the importance of the RACP program. And so today's a really important day for us. When I was in Washington, it was very quiet on the Hill. They haven't received the budget. They hadn't when I was there, and to my knowledge, they still haven't. So it was a different visit in Washington this year. It was just everybody's just not knowing anything. And so that made it kind of interesting for us on this trip.
Well, and what would happen to the RACP program if funding were to be cut?
Well, we would be gone after 43 years. And interestingly enough, most RACP grants, including ours, is the same amount of what one person would pay for nursing home care for 1 year. So if you think about what we're doing with 317 volunteers serving our community, our goal is to keep them out of nursing homes as long as possible to keep them fit and active and healthy. I have many favorites, but one that stands out is Irma, who works at the hospital, 92 years old and works 5 days a week at the hospital. She's pushing patients around in their wheelchairs to get them to where they need to go for their service. We're delivering meals. We had 58 volunteers delivering meals through the Meals on Wheels program. So if you think about the Medicaid aid, if we would have to pay a Medicaid aid, if our program is gone, that's about $15.63 that they would pay that aid. Well, that's that would be about almost a $40,000 cost for that program. And so we have volunteers that take older adults to their medical appointments. One little lady, bless her heart, she will send a donation. And so I'll call her and say, you know, please, hon, don't do this. And she says, but you don't understand, Lori. She said, if I didn't have your volunteers taking me to my doctor's appointment, I wouldn't be able to get there. And so we provide a lot of service to this community. We have volunteers in the schools through our Schools of Hope program. They are working with children in grades K to 3. They're helping them learn to read, to prevent the dropout rate potential if they're not reading by grade level by third grade. And so they're in there working one-on-one, not only to help them read, but to be a positive role model for them, to be somebody that's there cheering them on, pushing them on to succeed. You know, so we have a great group of volunteers that do a tremendous amount of work.
Now, when you talk about advocating, you know, to Senator Moran, Congressman Marshall, and Yoder, what exactly can they do? Where is this fund being cut from in the federal government?
We're funded through the Corporation for National and Community Service. We're a part of their umbrella called Senior Corps. Senior Corps is our RSVP program. It's our Senior Companion program, and it's our Foster Grandparent program. We all three work a little bit differently, and then they also have AmeriCorps. But if you factor in everything that's funded through the corporation, RSVP is the only program that receives no pay. The others receive a stipend. Ours do not receive a pay for service. They cannot accept a pay for service. And so they're very strong advocates for volunteering. Senator Moran has been a great advocate. We nominated him for award here a couple years ago, and he received it for his work on promoting that. When we visited with him, we talked to him about Rural America. A program in Augusta, Kansas has what's called a freezer meal program, that they provide freezer meals because the nearest place for them to go and get groceries or whatever could be 20 minutes, 20 miles away. And so there's that factor to consider too. And so what we try to explain when we go to Congress is we're all unique and different. What is needed here in Manhattan, Kansas might not be the same as what's needed in Manhattan, New York. We have a unique program. We're very big about our veterans population. We have many of our volunteers that plan every month for a year. We'll plan the Veterans Day parade and activities. We sponsor a poster and essay contest. And so our list goes on and on and on of what we provide to the community. There is a number to call, 202-791-4219. If anybody is inclined to get on and advocate for our program, we would really appreciate it.
Well, Lori, it's been a pleasure having you on this morning. Lori Bishop, Executive Director of the Flint Hills Volunteer Center and the RSVP program. You've been listening to In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN.
Andrew, thank you much. And as we move up on 10 o'clock tomorrow, the Director of Partnership Development with Homeland Security and MBAF, Marty Veneer, to be joining us, and Rob Ott from Manhattan Public Works will bring us up to date on a couple of things, and Bike Month plans for Manhattan all coming up tomorrow.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump is winning praise for the positive spin he offered in last night's speech to Congress.
I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country.
Well, CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The CBS News poll shows three-quarters of those who heard it approved of the speech, with 59% saying they strongly approved. 82% said Mr. Trump's performance was presidential. He now hopes to turn those